Hello and welcome to the Pet Healer Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Mitzi Vargas, and today we're talking about some of my favorite liver herbal formulas. And the reason is we are in the wood. We're in the spring. It's the wood element. So let's just talk about liver for today. And let's just talk about some of the herbals that I use to balance the liver energy. Because unfortunately, in this season of the wood season, whatever the wood element has the liver and the gallbladder within them, the meridians and the Sanfu organs. And the problem is that in this season, if there's an imbalance, it will be manifested greatly. So you could definitely see it. And the manifestations could be the organ itself, hepatitis, aggressive behavior, liver masses, seizures and itch, and dermatitis, otitis, conjunctivitis, many itis, many inflammation. Because when the liver energy stops, we call it liver chi stagnation, then it creates heat, right? It creates heat. And that heat, depending on how long it's there, it could go all the way to the brain and manifest in seizures. Could go to the heart and manifest in Shen disturbances, and Shen is the spirit. So behavioral, severe behavioral disturbances. Or it could not get that high, but over-control the spleen, which liver usually controls spleen in the root cycle and the nutritive and the control cycle. The liver is the grandmother of spleen, or wood is the grandmother of earth. And of course, if your grandmother is too strict, too much, then the spleen will show deficiencies. So, it will be injured, basically. So you can have a lot of stress colitis, stress-related vomiting, ulcers, a lot of things caused by excess liver energy stagnation. So liver chi stagnation with heat, no bueno. So let's just try to see what things that you can see when you have the liver imbalance. You can have irritability, aggression, just dogs that didn't bite, now they're biting, restlessness, hyperactivity, especially between 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. to 3 a.m., so the early part of the night. And so the tongue is usually purple or red, but anyways, it has big marks on the sides of the tongue. So if your dog has cracks or swelling, or it looks like scallop edges of the tongue, that means the liver chi is bad. And so often I see it either purple or red. The pulses, if you take a pulse on those dogs, they're wiry. It's a wiry pulse. So liver happy is the first. And the one that I use the most is a great formula by Jingtang Products. And it is a modify from an ancient formula called Chai Hu Shu Gan One, which was, published in 1624. So, I mean, there's many hundreds of years ago that this has been used. And so it's a really good herbal formula. It contains Chai Hu, which is the standard name we know is Blueperum. And Blueperum chinense, which is the Latin name for that herb, we use the root, and it soothes the liver. It's a very good herb to soothe the liver energy, so it calms it down. Another thing that really soothes the liver is the Chinese peony called Bai Xiao Yao. These peonies, Peonia lactiflora is the name. We use the root as well without any bark or anything, just a root. And it's also used to soothe the liver. So the Bai Xiao Yao, the Chao Hu, and the tangerine, the Chen Pi. The tangerine, we use the rinse, the tangerine rinse dried up, and it's really good astringent. It dries out any dampness that could be in the liver, but it also moves the energy, so breaks that stagnation. So Chen Pi, Bao Xiao Jiao, Chao Hu, you're going to see that these repeat in multiple formulas. But liver hap is a very simple one. It does have mudan P, which is another peony. It's a tree peony. It's called Peonia sufructuosa. And that one cools the liver. So it not just soothes it, but it's a cooling herb. So it's necessary when you have the heat, you know, that is produced by the stagnation. And the gardenia sishi, gardenia augusta, which is gardenia, we use the fruit of the gardenia and in those formulas, and it is great for clearing heat. So when you see these herbs that I mentioned, those, you know, they're in liver happy. Of course, there's multiple other ones that have been, you know, in other formulas, but this repeat in multiple formulas. And the reason is there's a lot of evidence, scientific evidence, especially for Chai Hu, Blueperum, because they have seen that in mouse models, that it has hepatoprotective effects. So how did they know that? I don't know. But it also, it promotes discharging the bile, so moves the bile, so it's great for the gallbladder diseases. But it actually increases the production and the excretion of bile. And this is scientifically proven. It does have some, it's had anti-inflammatory effects because it has immunostimulant effects cellularly and also targeted to the hepatic cells. And so they have some activity. Chai Hu has antiviral and anti-cancer activity. And again, because it seems to target the liver organ, the liver cells, it is great for liver cancer. So even on liver happy, I use it not just for aggressive behavior, not just for if I think the dog is irritable, hyperactive, and I feel that it has the symptoms of liver issues. I also use it if you have liver cancer. I will put liver happy as the transporter and then use some anti-cancer herb like stasis breaker and then or wei qi booster, which are also from Jingtang. But stasis breaker in combination with liver happy will take care of any cancer in the liver, and it will like really help us extend the longevity. Won't cure it, but it will definitely make the liver work better, protect the good healthy cells that we have and make them last longer, and to stall the growth and the progression of the disease. So it's really good because it's scientifically proven that it has effects even on hepatic carcinoma. So the Chai Hu of all these herbs is one of the ones that have been studied the most. Now there's another one because March, and we discussed that it was the poison control, poison awareness month, pet poison awareness. There's another one that I use with if I think that I have an exposure to a toxin. I really like to use Longdan Shigan because the indication is liver damp heat. And damp is associated with a pathogen, with like a virus or bacteria. Something damp is heavy, it's sticky, doesn't want to go, and definitely causes heat, right? So you're going to see the signs. What are the signs? Again, we explained before, if the liver controls the eyes, so you're going to have red sclera, red eyes, conjunctivitis. That's going to be common. Otitis, controls around the ear, so it's, the gallbladder wraps around the ear, the meridian pathway, wherever the meridian goes, it affects us. So, of course, you know, otitis externa is going to be related to the gallbladder meridian, which is the husband of liver, so therefore liver and gallbladder are going to be affected. So, again, pododermatitis, inguinal area, perianal area, those things are related to damp in that liver channel meridian. So how can you do it? Do a Longdan Shigan, which is also has an antecedent that is from 1742. It was called Yi Song Yin Yang. And Longdan Shigan to me is great because it does have Chai Hu, and we mentioned that there's a lot of scientific evidence for Chai Hu. It has also gardenia, GC, gardenia. So clearing damp heat, very important. So again, chaihu soothes the liver. It's a qi transported to the liver. Gardenia clears the damp heat. It also has huanqing, which is scutellaria or Chinese skullcap. That also clears damp heat, so it really helps. And it has been studied. And this formula, as a formula with these ingredients, which obviously has other ingredients that I mentioned, but this formula has been studied as a formula. And many pharmaceutical studies have demonstrated that it has anti-inflammatory and immune regulation effects. And so this is mainly in China, obviously, but they have different studies with the mice studies, and they have seen that it has hepoprotective activity as well. And so gardenia had been seen to be beneficial in shock, in resuscitation, and it can also help the kidney work better. So it helps do other stuff. So Longdan Shigan is one of those that I use, I reserve for a very toxic situation. I have hepatitis. I think I might have, well, sometimes depending on the cancer, no, if I have an aggressive cancer, I might not do liver happy. I might just do Longdan Shigan. But basically, if I feel like they have encountered some poison, whether it's a human prescription or over-the-counter or veterinary product, whatever I think is a some type of poisoning, then I would like to clear those hepatocytes, those cells, clear them out using Longdan Shigan. So these two herbs, Liver Happy and Longdan Shigan, are great, great herbs to use in this time of the year. And the other one that I could not stop without saying, because I use it a lot, is Shaoya San. Shaoya San is the one that controls the disharmony between the liver and the spleen. Remember I mentioned that in the root cycle, the controlling cycle, the liver or the wood element controls the earth, which is spleen and stomach. So vomiting, diarrhea, or you know any other causes of that could be related to stress or liver qi stagnation, changes in the liver energy. And an excess in the liver energy will manifest in vomiting and diarrhea that could be chronic, muscle loss, weight loss, appetite, loss of appetite. So there's a lot of things. It's very critical to use when the dog or the cat stops eating, then we need to be a little bit more aggressive. And so, of course, when the spleen is involved, if you don't eat, you don't live. So Shaoya San is definitely great to soothe the liver qi. It will resolve that liver qi stagnation, so it will move the energy in the meridian. It will tonify the blood and strengthen the spleen. So that is the beauty of this herb, that it's kind of like a combination. It also has, you guessed it, chaihu, blue perum, because that is the liver-specific herb. It really helps. But then we are going to add poria, fuling. Fuling is poria, and poria is this herb that helps clear damp, and this also strengthens the spleen, because remember, the enemy of the spleen is dampness. And so if you have something astringent like poria that moves it and gets the dampness out, you're going to win. Of course, it has other things like bai shao yao and gankao. Other herbs in it, but it's a very small, I think it's 6 herbs. So it's a very simple formula, very specific for liver spleen disharmony. So I feel if you get a good understanding of these 3 herbs, Liver Happy, Longdan Shigao, and Shaoya San, you will have your arsenal ready for the wood element imbalances. To any liver qi stagnation that you see, you'll be prepared to take care of it. Of course, acupuncture is a great arm too to use, and we have to use distal points, liver 3, gallbladder 41. Even if you just use those two points, they are level 3 in the channels, which means that they will clear the stagnation. So even if it's just 2 points, if you're poor, you only have 2 needles, you only have 2, or the pet is so angry, so cranky, so irritable, and so aggressive that you can only put 2 points, then do aqua on those 2 points and call it a day. My friend, you would have resolved that liver stagnation and returned that liver organ and meridian to balance. I hope you learned something today, and I hope it's for you, usefulness for you, and you can apply this to people too, because in TCVM and TCM, we are coming from the same source. So share this message with others that are interested in holistic and natural ways to take care of your pets. And I hope to see you in the next episode of the Pet Healer Podcast. And remember that from now on, we're going to be downloading every Friday a brand new episodes. So you can be on the lookout for them. In the meantime, visit our Facebook page, the Pet Healer Podcast page. We also have a website, thepethealerpodcast.com, and we are in most platforms, so you can enjoy our topics. Thank you, and until next time, take care. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. Information about this episode came from my book, AltVet, the Revolutionary Pet Care and Longevity Solution, available in Amazon at our clinic, and soon to be an audiobook, so look forward to that. And this episode was sponsored by my practice, Orchid Springs Animal Hospital. And our website is www.osahvsinvictorets.com, osavets.com. There's a lot of information out there if you want some more information on integrative pet healing. And our Pet Healer Podcast is going to be available in all platforms. So we're looking forward to seeing you again.